going on, Habibis? I'm Siraj Hashmi.
I'm Jack Kobe.
And we're the Habibi Bros. Welcome to another Habibi Bros podcast, where we're two friends, aka Habibis, who essentially fly a plane called Truth into a building called Power.
And Eid Mubarak to you too.
Oh, Eid Mubarak. Yeah, that's right. It's the end of Ramadan, which means the killing can finally end.
That's not gonna happen. It always goes.
It's funny because like every Ramadan, it's like there's a, or well, not every Ramadan, but like for the last like 20 years, ever since 9/11, there would always seem to be like an increase in violence because I don't know, people got a little hangry. That's what it was.
Yeah, but you curbed that. You know how?
How?
By eating during Ramadan.
That's true. I did eat a lot during Ramadan. I won't lie to you at all. I did not fast a single day.
Oh, that's good. Did you have any thoughts of, you know, murder?
No, and that probably goes to show you that during Ramadan, maybe we Muslims should start eating and maybe stop being less toxic.
Right. I think.
Or start being less toxic. No. I said stop being less, be more toxic.
It could be more toxic. I think the way you do Ramadan is actually a better way for people to do. It's like, you know, forget what Allah says, and then you're doing your own thing, but you're still sacrificing something.
That's right.
And gay porn.
That and social media.
Right.
And haram music.
And haram music. So,
which is basically hippity hop. 90s hip hop. 90s hip hop. My favorite.
So your Twitter fast is gonna end today.
Maybe. Thankfully. I don't know.
Oh, you might keep it going?
I probably shouldn't.
I know you probably did a sneak a peek. All right, because you're like, people send me these things. I have to look.
My wife sends me this stuff. Like she's like, open it and then close it right away. Like, what's the point of fasting from social media if you send me stuff? It's like, just to watch it and then close it. Okay. That's
not... everybody knows God doesn't know the 5-second rule.
It's true. And also it gets worse when, you know, you send tweets and a text message and it already gives you a preview of it.
Yeah, that too.
So sucks. Yeah, maybe I should have just thrown my phone down the toilet.
Honestly, you should have.
Yeah,
but you know who's doing Ramadan and Eid really well?
Who?
Dearborn, Michigan.
Jay,
I'm pretty good with these segues. I mean, we gotta understand. I do a pretty good
Dearborn
job.
Michigan is I mean, we probably are just gonna dedicate this whole episode to Dearborn because I don't know if anyone saw it, but on the Friday before the end of Ramadan, i.e. last Friday, what was that, Friday the April 5th or something like that, mm-hmm. There were some, let's just put it, brothers and sisters of the deen who decided it was a good day to follow Ayatollah Khomeini in celebrating and observing Al-Quds Day, which in Arabic means Jerusalem Day.
And why?
Why were they observing?
What's Al-Quds Day? For people who don't know.
For people who don't know, it was started by the Iranian Ayatollah Khomeini in 1979, in which they basically, quote-unquote, stand in solidarity with the Palestinian cause and chant death to America and death to Israel. And what else is there? Is there anything else in there?
No, you got pretty much.
You got it pretty much.
You got it pretty much. And it's also a day of rage. Just like every other day. Now it's like,
well,
the stereotype of angry Muslim is kind of, it's kind of accurate.
Like, just ruin it for everybody. I mean, can they just stop? Like, all the, you would think that and I hate the term religion of peace, because literally everything, not everything, but good chunk of everything that they do is like the exact antithesis of that.
I know, it's fucking hilarious. Cause even so,
language, Jay, it's Eid.
I apologize.
And also a family show.
Yeah, it is a family show, which we're going to get naked later. And what was hilarious was there was a Washington Post article that put a lot of this into light.
You mean Wall Street Journal?
Wall Street Journal, sorry. Washington Post would never.
Washington Post would publish something
like that. But what it was basically was putting a fleshlight on Dearborn, Michigan.
Did you just say fleshlight?
And out and showing exactly the radicalism that has been like festering and boiling over within Dearborn, Michigan. I mean, Dearborn, Michigan is no different than London or fucking Toronto, Canada, with its radical Muslims that live there. It is insane. Every other Friday, you go to a khutbah, which is a sermon on Fridays, and they're all preaching anti-American garbage. Mm-hmm. They're preaching about the infidels. They're preaching about how Islam is going to take over the world. They're preaching about how, you know, in the day of judgment, that even the trees will out a Jew if a Jew is hiding behind the tree.
No,
I'm sure you've heard of that story before.
And yeah, at the end of days.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not actually in the Quran, is it? It's basically in the Hadith, right?
Yes.
Or is it just one of these other, you know,
no, it's
written
it's,
records?
It's a Hadith.
It's a speculation.
It's a Hadith. So for people who don't know, the Quran and Hadith are two different things.
Right. Quran is
what Muslims believe to be the literal word of God. And Hadith is stories passed down by the followers of Muhammad. So kind of like the Bible versus the Old Testament type deal.
The New Testament
versus the Old Testament.
Right.
Because the Old Testament is the Torah, and then the New Testament is all the stories according to John, Mark, and Jolene.
Josephine.
Mary. Oh, no. They didn't. They cut Mother Mary out. Sorry. No dick.
Tupocalypse. Basically, everything that you're seeing right now in Dearborn, Michigan, is a sign of things to come. And we're not trying to be alarmists here, but people need to stop ignoring the problem. And just even us pointing it out probably makes us PNGs or persona non gratas within the Muslim community. I know, Jay, you probably don't care. I care a little bit, but that's only because, like, I haven't been marked for death yet.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's actually fascinating to see the.
But it's crazy that you even have thoughts of, you know, people coming after you, like
right.
death threats and all of that kind exactly. of stuff. Just having a conversation,
like, that should tell you about everything. It.
And it's like, we're a religion of peace, and I call a fatwa on your head. I mean, it's
honestly at this point, I would say that the leftists right now are taking inspiration from like radical Islamist tactics by basically saying you will do this or else.
Well, the funny thing about leftists, especially here in the United States and Western leftists, is that they're piggybacking on the cause of Palestine, thinking that these Muslims and like Hamas and all of these things are going to welcome them with open arms. No, you fucking infidel. That's not what's going to happen. That's exactly how they're going to think of you. They're going to think of you as an infidel. They're not going to think of you as somebody who is a partner with them within the eyes of God. They are actually going to just use you as the useful idiot that you are. And most of these kids are just useful idiots.
Yeah, it's actually pretty insane how a lot of the talking points you see coming out of the pro-Palestinian wing, specifically with the Democratic Party, is just echoing the same propaganda that Hamas puts out there. It's insane.
It's just exactly the same one. There was a really good moment in the Joe Rogan show Well, let me just fix this a little bit. In the Joe Rogan show, that Joe Rogan was pretty much just repeating, you know, death toll from the Gaza Ministry of Health. Mm-hmm. And he had, I forget his name, but it's one of the recent episodes. He's a black thought. He was on.
Coleman Hughes?
Yeah, Coleman Hughes. So, and he had a very...
Just say black and I think Coleman Hughes.
I know. He had a very articulate way of...
articulate? Know, then it's Barack Obama.
counter-arguing these stats and people just randomly claiming genocide. Yeah, it's right here. Go ahead and play it.
Is the sound on?
Bomb an area into oblivion. Mm. That is at least the steps of genocide or a form of genocide.
So when you say 30,000 civilians, it's not 30,000 civilians that have been killed, though.
How many thousands have been killed?
So according to Gaza Health Ministry, which mm-hmm. is run by Hamas, the number they have is 32,000, but they don't distinguish between Hamas and civilians.
How many members of Hamas are there?
40,000, something like that. I don't think the number is known, but it's tens of thousands. So Hamas says 32,000 people have been killed, mm-hmm. civilians and soldiers. Israel says 13,000 soldiers have been killed by Israel. Okay. So let's not doubt either number. They could both be inflated. But if both of those numbers are accurate, which they may or may not be, that would be 13,000 soldiers killed, 19,000 civilians killed, which for urban combat in the Middle East is a very normal ratio. It's very distinct from genocide, because genocide is when you're trying to maximize civilian casualties. I think Israel, however imperfectly, is doing the opposite. They're trying to minimize civilian casualties.
That's interesting.
This is the way I would put it succinctly. If you ask the question, what is unique about this war? What is different about this war than all other wars? It's not the civilian death toll. The ratio of combatants to civilians is, I think it's better than the American armies was when we got ISIS out of Mosul. That was like 10,000 civilians dead to kill 4,000 ISIS. This is 19,000 civilians dead to kill 13,000. What's unique about this war, unlike every other war that I could think of, is you have an army in Hamas that has perfected the art of embedding itself and meshing itself with civilians so that you cannot hit them without hitting the people around them. Other armies have done this, but none have perfected it to the extent that Hamas has. And yes, I agree with all of the absolute tragedy and suffering of the Palestinian people, but what creates that is the way Hamas fights. And either we can say one of two things. We can either say Israel doesn't have a clean shot and they have to let Hamas get away with it because it's too much to bear. But then we are essentially creating a situation where terrorists have found the perfect solution, which is that you can cross the border, go house to house slaughtering your enemies, and then hide behind your own people and they can do nothing about it. It's a perfect strategy. Can we live in a world where we allow that to be an acceptable strategy? I don't think so. It's very ugly to watch. It's heartbreaking, and I completely understand why people don't think the way I think when they see the videos. I completely get it. But I don't think we can actually live in a world where that's allowed to be a strategy.
I appreciate your perspective. I see what you're saying. You clearly know more about it than I do.
So that's Joe Rogan with Coleman Hughes. I think it's fascinating that particular ratio number that he brought up, the 13,000 combatants killed to 19,000 civilians.
Right, because if they want to use the 32,000 as the right number,
right,
then why are you ignoring the 13,000 from Israel? Like you want to use Hamas's number. Why are you ignoring Israel's number? If you, in fact, are an unbiased and somebody who isn't taking sides, which is totally untrue, especially with that libertarian fake comedian who's a KGB agent, absolute KGB psyop.
You got to be a little bit more specific, Jay.
He looks gay.
Jay, that's like literally me.
Libertarian.
Well, I'm not libertarian.
Comic, David Comic.
David, like a Jew? Are you anti-Semitic against libertarian Jewish comics?
Just libertarians named David.
Oh.
Who are obviously sons of KGB whores. Like, obvious. So anyways, when he's bringing up this point, is if you're going to ignore the Israeli number and still try to claim that you are an unbiased person just sitting on the fence.
And you have moral superiority.
Yeah, you're a complete piece of shit and you're a liar. Absolute 100% liar. Now, the
Jay, I'm going to just pause you for a second. Language.
The left want Hamas to get away with it because they want this to be a legitimate way for people who they consider to be oppressed to fight. They want to see cartels come over to Texas, murder and rape Texans, and then go back to Mexico and be scot-free from it. They want these things to happen.
Were you talking about Hamas wanting that?
No, the leftists, the ones who are stupid enough to actually side with the Hamas.
It all boils down to the fact that, like in Dearborn, like in the people who are advocating for open borders, like the people who are out there advocating for your children to sterilize themselves by going through gender-affirming care, it all boils down to how much they hate sort of the American way of life, because the American way of life is, you know, rooted in, you know, traditional family values and, you know, safety, security, and basically advocating for the success and well-being of everyone. But of course, leftists seem to think that the only way that they could actually have their cake and eat it too is to basically oppress everyone else
equally. That's what the whole point of equity is, that everyone's equally that.
Which is equally, basically communism. I worry about how people have been talking. You know, it's come to the point where even our our feeble-minded but well-meaning president.
Oh yeah, Joe Biden. The whole media likes to portray him
as basically coming out and demanding that Israel declare a ceasefire on Hamas. I think today was the most recent, or the most recent.
No, it was today, and it was from 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks,
and it's not. It's not.
It's not called, no hostage. Yeah, exchange.
It's no hostage, and at also point, Hamas doesn't have to agree on it. And like basically, he's saying that Israel needs to just throw down their arms for 6 to 8 weeks, and Hamas can do whatever they want.
And what we're saying here is that the situation in Dearborn, especially with the primary in Michigan that happened a few weeks ago, and this movement to push for the uncommitted push that a lot of these Democratic primary voters are going for,
right,
really signals to you, the Democratic Party, that they are in serious trouble against Donald Trump in November if they stay home in a crucial swing state as Michigan. And it's all because of Biden's stance on Israel's right to defend itself. But he says that Israel has a right to defend itself, but he does everything like that's not in Israel's interest, even before declaring or like demanding a ceasefire. Right. You know, funding, you know, basically funding the Palestinian Authority, which is basically Hamas, funding the Iranian proxy by basically releasing.
Funding Hamas too.
Yeah, releasing thousands of, you know, millions of dollars in assets to both the Iranian regime as well as to the Palestinian Authority, i.e. Hamas. So we're basically funding two sides of a war happening right now in Israel. Or at least the American taxpayer is. Thank you. Thank you, Joe Biden, for that. And on top of that, Jay, there seems to be sort of an incentive from Joe Biden to abandon Israel specifically so he doesn't lose in November.
Yeah, that's what it is, because he thinks that the only reason why he's losing is because of the terrorist pieces of
garbage
that are in Dearborn, Michigan. Because if you go, and we have some clips to play too. If you look at all of these clips, especially from Mimir TV, I have a whole collage.
Did you just call it Mimir?
Memory.
There you go.
Memory TV.
Middle East Media Research Institute. See,
but Mimir sounds Arab, so that's why I say Mimir.
Yeah, but memory, and then your memory. How do you mix that up?
Shut your whore mouth. Anyways, and it shows their whole push of radicalization. And the funny thing is that this doesn't even guarantee that these people are going to vote for him.
Right.
This is Obama's third term. This is what's happening right now. And the people who are running this this shit show are people who do not care about Biden's legacy.
No. And so, because he's not running the show.
So they're implementing all of these things that Obama didn't implement, and they're to save his face, and they're going to be doing it under Biden's administration, because now his reputation, who gives a shit? He's going to die in like three months anyways.
Mm-hmm. I heard Steez on his Substack show say that if he were Donald Trump, he would make the pitch. He would basically start campaigning on saying that if you vote for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris is going to be president in 2 years.
Yeah.
And no, like, I don't know why no one's touched that. I feel like that might be an October strategy, but like, it's push probably, it now. Push
probably,
it now.
It's probably what's going to be like an October
strategy. No, it's dumb. But because of early voting, you shouldn't do that. You should push it now. You should remind everyone that Biden isn't going to last a second term.
Nope.
You're going to get Kamala's word salad for at least
2 years.
Three, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
All right. So what's this clip?
It's 28 minutes, so we're not going to go through whole thing. We're not going to go through the whole thing.
Then what do you want to show me?
I already explained it in the beginning that it is a collage of Dearborn imams.
Oh, okay.
All radical as fuck. If you were listening.
Mimir. I don't know how you get Mimir.
So I always think it's M-E-M-I-R.
All right, so this is basically the...
I'm only 8 years old, and...
So this is an 8-year-old resident of Michigan by the name of Nadia, and I don't know why it paused. Maybe it's buffering, maybe...
That's here, by the way. Pause it right here. So right after the opinion piece from the Wall Street Junior Journal, he quote tweeted with a video collage of Dearborn, Michigan going through the fair and all that kind of stuff, saying like, this is what Dearborn, Michigan is. We are a religion of peace city and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. Go back to the video. Oh, you want to see? Yeah, go.
Do you? Yeah, I mean, I feel like we should read this side by side. So it's Abdullah Hamoud.
So he's like, it's 2024 and the Wall Street Journal still pushes out this type of garbage. Reckless, bigoted, Islamophobic. Dearborn is one of the greatest American cities in our nation.
False.
Fastest growing city in Michigan. Home to the number one travel destination in Michigan. I like how he keeps on saying in Michigan because fuck Michigan. Green Village, Henry Ford Museum, home of Ford Motor Company, coffee, food, culture, capital of Michigan, among the most diverse cities in Michigan. Do better, Wall Street Journal. And then see.
So what's this on the right hand?
The weekend, video emerged of a rally in Dearborn where some attendees were chanting statements that were unacceptable and contrary to the heart of the city. They were chanting death to America. We reject all inflammatory and violent statements made at the gathering. Dearborn is a city of proud Americans. The hateful rhetoric heard on Friday does not reflect the opinion of the members of this community. The Dearborn community stands for peace and justice for all people. We are proud to call this city and this country home.
All right,
justice
so now let's go back people, to that video.
Except for the hostages still being held by his buddies in Hamas.
Well,
and including American hostages.
Today, in his defense, okay, we don't know if those American hostages were actually from Dearborn.
Or even if they're still alive.
I mean, yeah, they're probably not still alive. All right, so let's see what this clip is showing us. This is Abdullah Hamoud, the mayor of...
You have a choice between the current president or the former president. And if the former president assumes office, says the demise of American democracy.
Yeah.
If American democracy depends on a current president being reelected, then why does being bedfellows with a terrorist Benjamin Netanyahu worth sacrificing American democracy? That is the question that should be asked. Not what our favors about Muslims is equal. The question is, what policy will you adopt? And which constituents will you listen to? Those who stuff your pockets with money, or those telling you about the scars that we bear on our backs? You are the technical definition of a hypocrite, and you are a cancer in our country.
I mean, he's not wrong about that.
No, but these are the people that they're trying to bow down to, which is so
weird. No, I know. This is the lunatic fringe part of the Democratic Party. This is who Joe Biden right now is kowtowing to.
These people will be the first heads that they will behead are the libtards. Those 100%. Are the first heads they're going to be the, because they're going to be the closest ones to them.
It's basically like 10-7, and Hamas goes into that music festival where basically. Those are the people that were specifically advocating for Palestinian self-determination.
Yes.
And they were the first ones to be killed. It's mind-boggling.
The irony isn't closed to anyone, because the whole festival was to raise money and awareness for Palestine. And to allow it's Palestine
insane.
To have a state.
It's insane. Real quick, just to let you know that we have... in addition to liking and subscribing to our channel, hit that like and that thumbs up button. Also, Jay, while we're not drinking coffee right now, but the last show we did, Jay, what are you drinking now?
So we have guests coming tomorrow, and I'm drinking white wine to make sure it's good enough.
Oh, very classy. Eid Mubarak. But when we do drink coffee, we drink 1775 coffee because, for one, Rumble has partnered with them, and two, the coffee is really fucking good.
It is delicious.
It's good.
Hey,
you got a bunch, Jay.
Language,
you got a bunch.
Sir.
I can't
language, sir.
You got a bunch. I will stop correcting your language. You can just say whatever the hell you want.
Thank you, because the spirit of 1775 coffee is freedom of speech. And freedom. The reason
I will not be censorious.
The reason why they partnered with Rumble is because 1775 Coffee Company believes in the mission of freedom of expression and freedom of speech.
Yes.
So if you go and join and use our promo code
Coffee Bros, you get 10% off your first order. And
I'm telling you, just get one of them.
Get the dark
roast. Try it out. Get the dark roast. Make Terry Masu out of it for sure. I mean, we did that the other time. And I mean, we drink like 3 to 4 cups of coffee each day.
I mean, I usually drink 3 to 4 cups of cream, and then I add a little bit of coffee to it.
Yeah. But when I add honestly, 17, we can't really say you're a coffee
drinker. When I drink cream with a little bit of coffee, it's always 1775 coffee.
We needed to. Okay, I'm going to take a video. When he doesn't realize it, and we're gonna play it on the show.
Yeah, so don't be a sleepy Joe. Drink 1775. And on top of that, we also got the Rumble Cloud, which if you are using the promo code, I think it's just friends, mm-hmm. like the show,
yeah.
Which we've been watching a lot.
I know. I mean, it's a great show.
It's a great show. Great show. It's been 20 years since the show ended. We're probably going to talk about it as soon as we finish it up. But if you want to tackle the shackles, let's see that rhyme, big tech, go ahead and check out Rumble Cloud and see what it can do for you, especially on the website development front. Tons of infrastructure and support. And you don't ever have to worry about getting your stuff taken down because you quote unquote wrong think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just think of it like the baker over in Colorado. How much stuff he gets into the homophobic one.
Whoa, Jay, hold on.
So just because of his beliefs on not wanting to entertain
the gays
or gay kind of and honestly, he was harassed by these people. Like, they came into his,
it's almost like he was targeted.
They came into his
place of business
and wanted gay depictions on their cake. And he said, look, it's against my religion. I can say happily married Joe and Joe,
but like, they specifically wanted like
dick on it, and they wanted like homoerotic.
Did you tell everyone that that couple was us?
Dude, I said Joe and Joe. And
Jay and Jay.
So for just believing in his religion, wanting to practice his religion, he was targeted for it. And, you know, so many other stories of people being targeted for their expression and safety of freedom of speech, including small business, especially small business owners. Those are ones are targeted all the time by the state and federal government. You want to make sure you have your infrastructure and your website and your place of business safe and secure, especially with something like Rumble having your back.
So I think it's interesting and important to also, I mean, back to the program here. I'm seeing a comment specifically, people, you know, John Fetterman went on CBS this morning, not this morning, but I think that's the name of the show, with Gayle King. And I don't think we have a clip of it, but basically he said that, look, you don't have to agree with every policy of a politician or a leader like Netanyahu, but like 10-7 is just, it is, when you're dealing with a terrorist group that hides behind civilians to basically drive up the civilian casualty rate and walk in and use that as your retreat after you walk into their, into a concert and people's homes and set fire to babies and rape women and kill the elderly. I mean, it indiscriminately, just simply because you're looking for maximum damage. Nobody talks about the fact that that Hamas is the group that wants genocide.
Right.
It's Hamas that wants the genocide of the Jewish people. It's in their charter. It's in the mission of that organization. I don't understand how it's so, how are we even having this debate about whether to support the Israeli effort to wipe out Hamas? Like, it is absolutely mind-boggling because it is clear as day. You don't have to like Israel, but Hamas is evil as shit.
They are. They're 100%.
They are scum evil. Of the earth. Anybody who decides that they're going to cover for them is just as bad as an actual Hamas terrorist.
Yeah, and look, don't get us wrong. The innocent, and I'm putting it in quotes because it's really hard to differentiate an innocent Palestinian and Palestinians who are truly, truly unwanting of Hamas and innocent. Because when you see the videos of them parading the dead women that they just raped around in the cities, it's very hard for you to have sympathy for the rest of them. And if they really didn't want Hamas, then why isn't every single civilian helping Israel right now get rid of them? Because every one of them know that Hamas has hidden tunnels in almost all of the apartments. If Hamas really cared about Palestinian people, they wouldn't have built 300 miles of tunnels that only they have access to while the Palestinian people can't use it for cover.
Yeah, it's insane. And also, I mean, I know that there was like talk about Gaza being like an open air prison. And then what's wild is that they were showing photos of what Gaza, different parts of Gaza look like before and after the Israel troops went in. And it looked like any normal Middle Eastern city or residential area. Which,
yeah, it looked like shit.
Which goes to show you how rubble. Which goes to show you, like, is that actually a open air prison? Look, I get it. There are people in Gaza who are suffering, but as you just said, Jay, the line is so blurred between Hamas and civilian, you can't tell the difference between the two, because if they are not actually operatives of Hamas, they are accomplices. They are basically harboring and keeping that cause alive.
Yes.
Like, if they think that Palestinian self-determination has to go through Hamas, then they're lost.
Absolutely lost. And it's a lie, because you're not, Palestinians even till now are not self-determined individuals because of how they're ruled by Hamas.
Exactly. Any dissent that is gets squashed immediately.
If they find out that you in the West Bank sold your house to an Israeli, you are killed and hung in the West Bank.
Right.
And that's the Palestinian Authority. That's not Hamas. And then over in Gaza, we haven't even talked
about the Islamic Jihad, which is also in Gaza.
Right.
And I think, what's his name? We saw it in the last show with Ryan Schuling. And we did this on the locals part of the show, the locals only stream, which if you sign up right now and get, there's a free trial if you use one of us. That's right. The promo code one of us. Get to watch it with us or watch us, I guess. But we watched that particular Dr. Phil segment where there was that Hamas, the son of the Hamas founder, was it Mossad or Mahab Yusuf?
Mahab Yusuf.
Mossad Yusuf. And he was basically
on the nose.
I know.
Imagine Mossad did that. Imagine. Impregnated his mother with a Mossad agent and made him call him Mossad.
That is,
and then it's Mossad Yusuf, and it's like right on the nose.
That is so deep. That is such a, that you can't get deeper than that.
Yeah,
you can't. If you're going undercover, that's the deepest you could go. No, what I was saying was that they basically, he was talking about how
they hate each other, how there's different tribes.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I get all long-winded here. But if it wasn't Hamas, it'd be the Islamic Jihad. So like, even if you wipe out Hamas, you create a vacuum even within Gaza, and the Islamic Jihad could just come in and just start running the show.
And each one of these tribes and groups are lucky that they have a common enemy that is Israel. Because if it wasn't for Israel, they would all be killing each other.
That's exactly what Mahab said.
And you can see it. And you see it played out in places like Syria. You see it played out in places like Lebanon.
Right.
You see it played out in all of these places that have something very, very distinct in common with each other. And that is the religion of peace that goes and kills each other. I mean, the religion of peace. And these different kind of factions of tribes and Muslims and all that kind of stuff have killed more Muslims than Israel has since the start of this war, since the start of their inception of Israel being a nation.
Yeah.
It's not even a fraction.
It's actually insane. It's likely to be killed by another Muslim than to be killed by very, really much. Or
anyone else.
But also I could kill myself, which is basically Muslim on Muslim violence.
But that
not
is,
that I'm going to kill also, myself, but I'm just saying.
The same rating of being a trans person too.
That too. So
hey, you're hitting which the double category?
Yeah, I was just going to say,
COVID.
I could see that Flay, but no, my mental well-being is fine. I am not suicidal, so if something happens to me, just know that it's probably because I wanted to try the David Carradine.
Right. And also, just so you know, since you said David, the David I was talking about is David Smith.
No, I know.
I knew you knew.
I thought it was David Carradine.
No.
You know how David Carradine died, right?
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who David Carradine is? You ever watch Kill Bill?
Was he Bill?
He actually was Bill.
That's David Carradine?
That's David Carradine. Do you know how David Carradine died?
Please let it be epic. How did he die?
Oh my God, you are in for a treat. Holy, I am so excited right now. I cannot tell you. Obviously, like I say this, knowing full well how dark it sounds to say this, but you have to hear about this. This is what I would call one of, you know, the what's it called, the Darwin Awards, right?
Yeah,
the Darwin Awards are basically epic ways, or really stupid ways, of dying. But in this case, if you're going to go look at David Carradine and how he died, honestly, not the worst way to go out. So let's go. Let's see here.
After this, I got a great story of how a few Egyptians died.
All right. So Carradine arrived in Bangkok, Thailand, in May 31st, 2009, to shoot the film Stretch. He was last seen alive on June 3rd, but he could not be contacted after he failed to appear for a meal with the film crew. On June 4th, Carradine was found dead in his room at the Swiss Hotel Nyler Park Hotel. Basically, the cops said that Carradine was found naked and had hanged himself in the room's closet with a curtain cord. Police said he had been dead for at least 12 hours and found no sign of struggle. Thai police suggested the death might have been from an accidental suffocation due to autoerotic asphyxiation, since there was no suicide note, and he was found with a rope tied to both his neck and genitals. That's right, Jay. David Carradine died choking himself while jerking off.
Isn't he like some kung fu guy too? Like, he wasn't able to?
Yes.
That's so weird that we read that right now while I'm wearing my cock ring.
Jay, that's why are you telling everybody this? That's just for me.
That's for locals. Sorry.
And
we might show it. So join our locals.
we got some stuff to cover on the locals after show. But that's mainly we'll keep it 100 with you. We'll talk about Dearborn because it's insane the gaslighting that's happening over in Dearborn, Michigan, and I say this knowing full well as a practicing Muslim, someone who's actually very disillusioned right now by the Muslim community. Like, I can't tell you how,
dude. And it's also the media refusing to cover it because if there's five white people on the bus going somewhere, they're covering this shit. They're covering it hard.
You mean what do you mean five white people on a bus?
Like, if there's just
white people just doing stuff,
yeah, on a bus, like going exactly. And then over here you have the whole city. This is not just like one or two Muslims or lone wolves. This is the whole
community,
city, the whole community.
This is the danger of for one, and I, you know, like, I got love for my people, but right now I'm really not happy with them. I'm not happy with them at all,
dude. It's even, I mean, some of them too are like very a little shocking to, like, Shadi Hamid, for instance. Like, he's pretty much,
he's good, like, on a lot good of things.
On a lot of things, you know, even though he's like a raging lib, but he's still pretty, you fair, know, and he tries to call out Biden and certain stuff. But then October 7 happened and the guy went full jihadi. Like, you can't differentiate between somebody like him giving cover for Hamas and then like an actual terrorist giving
That's how dangerous tribalism is, right? Because you know, we talked about tribalism and during the Trump years and how like polarized American society is and just the political discourse and everything's toxic and you know families split because they can't talk politics. Well, like, you get into the situation where, you know, people who actually have a lot in common, Jews and Muslims, basically turn all their arms against each other because, well, Hamas started some shit. And by the way, you don't get all of these civilian casualties if Hamas doesn't do anything on October 7th.
No, absolutely right.
Think about all those Palestinian civilians, quote unquote civilians, who would still be alive today if Hamas didn't pull that shit.
Well, also, if Hamas weren't fucking cowards and actually fought this war. If you look at everyone who has been either captured or killed that is in Hamas, they are all wearing civilian clothes.
Right.
Nobody's wearing a uniform.
There's no such
thing. All wearing civilian clothes, and they're wearing civilian clothes in kindergartens. They're wearing civilian clothes in hospitals.
Right.
They're wearing them in all of these supposedly protected targets within the Geneva Convention in the UN. And the UN conveniently likes to ignore the fact that once these locations are used for military purposes, they're no longer protected under the international laws.
Yeah.
And they like to be silent about it. And the reason why is because they have
a set of rules.
They are anti-Jew, anti-West, anti-American, anti-American imperialist. These people are all communist garbage pieces of filth. They all are.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that can be said on the libertarians who are also against everything American. Yeah. Because you don't hear David Smith calling out Russia. You don't hear David Smith calling out Hamas. God. You don't hear David Smith calling out any of these places. But he will dick suck Biden
I mean, Putin, and then he would also do the same thing for Hamas and give them absolute 100% cover. And he is a libertarian, which is hilarious to think American imperialism is bad. If you're a libertarian and you think American imperialism is bad, you're not a libertarian. You're a communist and you're a KGB PSYOP agent.
Man, I love how you have this hard on for Dave Smith.
Because he's an idiot. That's why. I called him a KGB agent one time and he quote tweeted me like a little. He's such a little baby. It's hilarious.
I have never interacted with him.
There was one part where, which was so funny though, because one of his fans was talking about the intellectual prowess of libertarians.
Big L libertarian or small L libertarian, it doesn't matter.
And you say
prowess of people who are scared of roads.
You say libertarian, I say autistic.
Oh god, it's so good.
I'm not saying all libertarians are autistic, but if you ask where they are on the spectrum, they're like, which one? Anyway, so look, it's actually kind of frustrating how libertarians manage to piss off everybody about everything. And in this case, like when it comes to Israel, like usually libertarians are pretty good on things like, I don't know, war, in the sense that we shouldn't go to war. But then once we're like, say, knee deep in it, then they basically pull out all the stops that sound as irrational and insane as they can. Because once you're in war, like, you know that saying, like, if you find yourself in hell, keep going. That's where we are right now. We got to keep going. You can't just like turn around and go back. You go back, basically, there's nothing left.
Right.
Israel can't go back.
No.
As much as they want to go back, they can't.
I mean, no country in the world,
right,
will go back once something like October 7th happens.
And war sucks. It's not like people like going in to kill another human.
Right. And it's so funny because these people, these same people, give cover for like for people like the Syrian president
Bashar al-Assad,
who killed over half a million of his own Syrian citizens.
But it's okay. It's okay, Jay. It was his own people.
But you know why it also is okay, especially to people like David Smith, is because he's backed by Putin. And David Smith is a PSYOP KGB agent. Boom! I'm telling you, it's gonna come out exactly like I'm saying, because the guy is garbage.
Jay.
And KGB PSYOP people are garbage.
Are you done? Okay. I can't have this be the Dave Smith power hour, okay?
Oh, I'll power hour his mom every hour.
You do that on your own time.
I will.
You know, you have plenty of time to stream, Jay. This is...
We
have limited time. I can only stream so much because, let's be honest, Jay, I don't have much time to do anything.
That's very true.
So we will not have you hijack this conversation to wage jihad on Dave Smith, who, by the way, probably would support your jihad.
Yeah, on himself.
On himself.
Though we got Roy Metzger. He says libertarian regularly acknowledge that they're retarded. To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Anyways, so
intellectual prowess of libertarians. I'm gonna tweet that out right.
God, Jay, you really want to tweet right now?
No, I'm not.
He's writing it right now.
I'm not.
Do you want to be a part of this discussion, or am I gonna have to put you on timeout?
No, I'm part of.
I'm gonna put you on timeout, Jay.
I'm right
I will
here.
Mute the shit out of your microphone. It's gonna have to sit in my lap after this. Anyways, so. I think what we're seeing right now, Jay, is in the lead up to the election, interesting thought is coming to mind, in that the closer we get to the election, the longer this conflict goes on, the more anti-Israel and more anti-Semitic the Democratic Party will become, simply because they want to avoid Trump becoming president. But you know what's the insane thought here? Is that there are going to be a ton of Jews, American Jews, who will go along with it. Because
they're leftists.
Because they're leftists. Because they value that more than they value...
Their own life.
Their own survival.
That's what we're seeing with all of these leftist stuff. That's why it's a dying. It's going to be a dying ideology here in a little bit. You have all.
Wait, what's just going to be a dying ideology?
Leftism, because one thing. No, not Judaism, but leftist Jews. Yes. So one thing, because they're leftists. Leftists are sterilizing themselves. Mm-hmm. Leftists are embedding themselves and siding with terrorists that want them killed.
They're also,
and once in power, would kill them.
Don't forget the assisted suicide. They like that too.
Assisted suicide. They love assisted suicide as well. So they're going to be depleting.
As much as they preach mental health, they love killing themselves.
Exactly right. And they're going to be depleting on a lot of numbers within
it. And also not having kids because of climate change.
That too, which it's, oh God, it's just, the whole thing is, honestly, they should just kill themselves. Like, it doesn't matter. Why are they alive? Like, them being alive is, one, it's annoying to themselves, and two, it's annoying to everybody else around them.
Yeah, and also, I'd like to state for the record, Jay is joking here. He's not actually advocating for people to kill themselves.
Take the step off the ledge. Tie the rope in a noose. Throw it over your light. And kick the chair.
Make sure you have the rope around your penis too.
Yes.
David Carradine style.
Yes.
And because that's not killing yourself. That's just pleasuring yourself. And, you know, sometimes accidents happen.
And if you go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code Habibi Bros, you get 20% off of your cock rings.
We don't even have a promo code with Adam and Eve. Jay just made that up.
Try it.
Yes. Anyways, so we are coming up on the end of the show, at least a free portion. If you want to see the full show, you got to sign up for our locals, and we'll be starting that pretty much 60 minutes into this, and we'll hang there.
We're gonna be going over some more of
some media stories.
Radical.
But is there anything that we didn't cover on Dearborn, Michigan? Because, you know, I feel like we could go harder in the paint. I would go harder in the paint. I don't want to characterize the entire city as being a jihad capital, but let's talk about whether it actually is or not. Dude, is it the jihad capital of America at this point? Survey says yes. Because at this point, you're not seeing this type of rhetoric emerge from any other city as common as Dearborn.
No, and we have all these videos lined up right now. I mean, this is just an organizer in Dearborn, a Dearborn citizen who is celebrating El Quds Day.
Why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
And these are just
Malcolm
X said,
"Al-Malt America." So "Al-Malt" means
the death of America. Yes.
So and these are just random fathers, brothers, sisters,
if they're trans,
and sons.
And I quote: "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system."
Leave.
Yeah, that's it. Just go.
Leave. There's nothing.
Go back to Palestine.
Honestly, there's nothing stopping this guy, Tariq, from leaving. What is stopping him? Is it because he's also on the international watch list?
Also, because the benefits of America, the benefits of American imperialism, the benefits of American capitalism allows him and his family to actually eat instead of having rocks for dinner and paying Hamas free aid that we provide and pay for. Just so people understand this,
right?
There has been over 250,000 pounds of food of aid gone into Gaza,
And why are they still saying that they're going to be a famine? Because Hamas takes it over and sells it back to the people of Gaza. And you want to say that we don't care about the Palestinian people, that Israel doesn't care about? Israel allows the food to go in.
Yeah.
And you don't hear these people saying anything. They're saying this system has to go while they go and pray for with the people who use their cousins and their cousins' children and their uncle's children as shields. These people are disgusting. They disgust me that they even share the same kind of tone of skin as I do, that they consider themselves Arab.
Jay, you're whiter than me.
No, I've been tanning. And you know I've been tanning too. I've been trying my damnedest.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, with the people like this, first of all, they bring nothing but shame upon themselves, their families, and they act as if that being here is somehow a curse. This guy has literally First Amendment protections to say whatever the hell he wants, okay? And no government is coming to prosecute him for saying how much he hates America. In fact, the beauty of America is the fact that you can say how much you hate America and the government cannot prosecute you for it.
I know. I dare this guy to go and say this garbage about Hamas.
Right, but obviously
Palestine.
Yeah, you can say, yeah, imagine him saying the same about Hamas in Gaza. See how well he does, obviously.
All you got to do first,
right,
to die in Palestine as a Palestinian is try to go to where people tell you to evacuate. And then Hamas will kill you anyways and blame it on Israel.
Right.
Second way to die.
Every time they tell, civilians to evacuate to a particular place, that's basically Hamas's new hiding spot.
Yeah.
Like Rafa.
Absolutely what's going to be. And honestly, Israel should just go in.
Yeah. But at this point, I've talked to people and they're like, yeah, if hostages are still alive 6 months after 10/7, then that would be a miracle, because I don't know how anybody survives 6 months in Gaza with, starving, no food, no water, being beaten, raped, sometimes just shot and killed, stabbed, you name it. But one thing that you have to ask yourself is, what is the type of world do you want to live in? And I can tell you that I don't want to live in a world where this is considered acceptable. And it's really unfortunate that I share the same faith as so many of these people. And even me just saying that and pointing that out could put me in jeopardy, because apparently all Muslims are supposed to basically have each other's backs. And that's the type of groupthink that makes everyone think that you're a fucking terrorist.
Absolutely. I mean, look at this imam here. This is also an imam in Michigan. He's saying the current events are a wake-up call for Muslims to start normalizing mentioning jihad's proper meaning and put it back into their vocabulary. And jihad's proper meaning is not the meaning that people try to co-opt and say that it is an internalized struggle. Mm-hmm. That is bullshit. That's always been bullshit. That is a part of a type of jihad, yes. Mm-hmm. That's fine to say, but to pretend that that's the only meaning of jihad is a bullshit lie. Just like saying that Islam is a religion of peace. And he's like, jihad must be a common normal term on your tongues, on your social media, and in the mosques and everywhere. Because and the thing is, they are already preaching jihad in mosques everywhere here in the United States, everywhere in the Western societies. I mean, even in London, they put a law, what's it called? They put a law, spotlights everywhere in London, everywhere during Eid and Ramadan and everything. Like it's already been taken over. It's time that the mothers nurse their infants with the love of jihad and the ambitions and of wanting to become a mujahid and a martyr.
Wait, so, they want to become they want to become an ass either?
For people who don't know, my Arabic name is Mujahid.
No, that is your name. It's not your Arabic name. Do you have an English name?
Jay.
But that's just part of your name.
That is part of my name. That's why it's so insane.
I'm a leather of your name.
Biden, and then he's like, Biden is a terrorist. And he's like, everybody go become a terrorist. Biden's also a terrorist.
We're honestly, we live in a clown world. Everything is.
Thanks, Mom, for naming me Mujahid.
Yeah, that was good job, Mary. Eid Mubarak, Mary.
Eid Mubarak. And
it makes it even funnier when you remember that you were also born on January 6th. It's too good.
It's so good. Oh my god.
Yeah. So
Mujahid born in January.
So Habibis, we are gonna end this free episode, and we are gonna kick it over to our subscriber only, which you can find on Locals. And if you are lucky enough, you can listen to the replay on our Substack, which Jay finally started your Substack. By the way, if you go over there, the most recent post that we have is of a very tasteful book review, which we will be discussing on Thursday because I have yet to read it.
Right.
I'm very excited. Jay agonized days and nights over this book review.
I did. I honestly had to read it.
No, don't tell people.
No, I mean, we're going
to... Don't tell people what it is.
We're going to give them a little hint.
All right, you're going to give them a little taste.
A little taste. So... For especially the alpha males, for the women. No,
that's too much, Jay.
Okay,
it's too much. We'll talk about it on Thursday.
All right, we'll talk about
it. The book is what? What's the name of the book?
A court of thorns and roses.
A quart.
Like a
quart of milk.
Quart, no,
like not a like quart of heavy whipping cream that I put into my coffee.
Man, you do more than a quart. Let's not play here.
So, Habibis. We will see you on the next BB Bros podcast on Thursday if you're only staying for the free part. But for the Habibis who are staying for the after show, we'll see you right now.